Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for us to take a little break and talk about the outdoors. Now, we're going to talk about air rifles today. For many years, I don't know how many, maybe 11 years or so, I've been hunting editor for the only glossy national magazine on air guns that I know about. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist Magazine. So I'm not an air gun expert as far as the workings of air guns, the valves. I know a little bit about it, but not a whole lot. I know a lot about hunting with big bore air guns and smaller calibers too, because I've done a lot of it. Now, I was first introduced to the power of a PCP air gun back, I don't know how long ago, but I never will forget, in Waco, Texas, at a Predator outdoor show there a decade ago or more. I actually was introduced to the Air Force air guns, and a little Condor 25 caliber. I started shooting one of those and went to the plant, and I was impressed. I thought, whoa, I got to learn more about this. But you pressure these PCP air guns up with an air tank or a compressor. Nowadays, compressors are cheap enough to where, you know, most anybody could have one. And I don't even own or fool with air tanks anymore. I just use a compressor. It's portable. I can carry it with me and run it off my pickup if I want to. So that's what the power of these modern day PCP air guns is, unbelievable. Now, Air Force air guns came out with one that's called a Tex Rex 51 caliber that develops up to, I think, around, don't quote me on the numbers, I'm not really a numbers guy, I'm more or less just put them to work in on targets and in the woods, but I think around 1,100 foot-pounds of energy. And it shoots a bullet up to, I believe it's 620 grains. That's a big hunk of lead. Okay, I have a Tex Rex, and I've had it for about 2 weeks. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with these things. Mr. Hollowpoint is a bullet maker for air rifles. Mr. Hollowpoint, that's the name of it. And I have some 385 grain, not 600 grain. 385 is a pretty good chunk of lead, and I'm just thinking, wow, this thing's going to be spitting that thing downrange over 1,000 feet per second or around that, I bet you. I don't have a chronograph. I can't really tell you, but I know it's whistling. I've been shooting that thing out to 100 yards, folks, and shooting a group that, I don't know, I kind of compare it to a 30-30, to be honest with you, and I've grew up, cut my teeth hunting with a 30-30. I'm going to be hunting deer with it this fall, and I'm going to be hunting hogs with it, like, quick. I put an ATN scope on it, a digital scope, and that's what I'm going to, you know, it's a color during the day this scope is, and at night you use an IR, and it, you know, you can hunt at night with it. I thought it would be a good hog rifle. This Tex Rex is what it's called. 51 caliber, but I thought I can use this thing for deer or hogs during the daylight, perfectly legal, and then at night turn that IR on, and I can hunt hogs at night with it, or predators. I'm mostly hogs. If you listen to our show very often, you know I live in Wild Hog Central, southeast of Dallas, out here near the confluence of the Trinity and the East Fork of the Trinity, and there's a big wetlands out here, lots and lots of wild hogs. But Pyramid Air is a place that you can go to and learn all about air rifles. They have all kinds of, they handle the Tex Rex, the Air Force, anything you want to know about shooting or hunting with air rifles, and archery and other things too now, but especially air rifles. You can go to Pyramid Air, PYRAMYDAir.com, and check them out. Anyway, more to come on this Tex Rex. I'm having a ball with it. Folks, we're out of time. Tune in next week. We're going to have some fun. Remember, catfishradio.org. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, waterfowl and pheasant hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakene, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.